102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 754, Double Shot Thursday. It's two from AC/DC. Sunny and 65 today. So, Brett, our producer, got one of the letters that you kind of dread getting from school, the lice letter.
Yeah, but at least it wasn't your kid.
For now.
But do they tell you who it is so you can keep your kid away from them?
I didn't see any names in there. I can understand why they don't want to do that. They don't want to embarrass the kid.
Yeah, you don't want to embarrass the kid, but you want to keep your... You want to? They should at least let the parents know so you can kind of keep your kid away. Because I don't even know. Do they make the kid, the lice kid, do they make him miss school?
I don't know. It's my first experience with it. You got two kids. You tell me.
Yeah, we got the letter home? We get the letter home, but I never had any issues with it. So I never really delved too deep into it.
I would think they have
it.
The kid with lice sit out for a day or two or something. I mean, until you get some sort of... Is there any sort of medication that... No, there probably isn't.
Dude, my friend's kids got it. And it cost him $1,000. He ended up hiring, you know, you had to get the, like, fairy lice mother in there, and they come in, they carpet bomb the house and all that other nonsense. Yeah, that's crazy, throwing out the sheets and all that nonsense. It's expensive if it happens to you, man. But I don't know what they do. I feel like they should let you know who it is so you can, you know, if they make the kid miss school, then I guess it's a different ballgame. You don't have to worry about it.
Even if they don't say anything, if the kid misses school, every kid knows who it is then. You know, every kid knows who had lice.
So are you sitting there?
I don't see how you wouldn't end up knowing somehow.
See, are you sitting there now with the little comb, the fine-tooth comb, and going through his hair and all that other nonsense?
We got to get one. I said to my wife yesterday, I said, we got to get a comb. She's like, he doesn't have it. I said, exactly. That doesn't mean we sit back and wait to see if he gets it or not. That message, the notice comes home for a reason. So it's our job now to look and see if there's any issues.
Right.
And hopefully, if he does have it, catch it immediately.
Right.
Hopefully it won't cost $1,000 and we don't have to throw out the mattress anything else.
You just throw out the sheets and a couple stuffed animals, burn it, throw it out in a garbage can, then you have a shampoo in his head that's special.
He probably doesn't have a ton. I wonder how much of that stuff is actually necessary, because the one thing I have learned is like they don't stick. They go to clean hair because they can't. Like the oil, like if your hair has oil on it, like they'll tell you to put mayonnaise on your head or something along those lines because that'll kill it. I wonder if these like high-priced shampoos that they'll try and sell you work anything better than a jar of Hellman's, you know?
So like, should I not wash his hair for a couple of days?
I know. I never heard that. That makes sense, though. They would not like the oil because it would smother them.
The oil smothers them. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, let his hair get all greasy.
Yeah, then let him be the kid that they
put
make
some
fun
Crisco
of
him. Oil in his hair.
Yeah, then he gets a big greasy head kid. They all make fun of him. See if that little girl's still inviting him over for sleepovers. I bet you that goes.
She cares.
I bet you that goes.
She wants what she wants when she wants it.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, she does.
She says, doesn't Jason, care. You look greasy. You could say, it's product.
Yeah.
Something like that. Set him up on a line.
I borrowed Ted's moose.
you ever have lice, Ted? With all the things you've had?
No, I remember the teachers checking with like pencils back in the old days.
His bugs don't live on his skin, they live under his skin.
He's more advanced.
And the moose repels them.
Yeah.
So. The power of moose compels them.
757.
Terrific product.
Here's Ted.
Heading out this morning, we have got some slow traffic on Sunrise Highway eastbound.
Roger, JP on BAB. Our producer Brett just got the lice letter home from his son's school. That someone at school has lice, so you know they got to check their son and all that stuff. And it's just something new to add into his day. People with knowledge have said sometimes it costs them like a grand.
Yeah, buddy, my he used a company called Deliceville in Smithtown. Cost him a grand.
Hello, good morning, BAB. What do you got?
Listen, there's worse things than lice. It's funny. A girl at work just had it done. She is like meticulous. Her house is like. It's spotless. There's nothing around. And she got a phone call a couple weeks ago. Her daughter had lice.
Oh.
It was devastating.
Oh.
Boys don't usually get it as often, so you're kind of sick because you got a son, right, Brett?
Yeah, he's got a son, yeah.
But even they just told you, take your sheets, wash them in hot water.
Yeah.
It doesn't really live long off the body. And then she just had to go back for a recheck. It's a pain in the neck is what it is.
How long from the notice am I going to have to keep checking his hair?
Probably through most of the spring.
Great. Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's all.
I've got nothing but time. This is great.
Yeah.
No, he comes and goes in the school.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a week. Most of the spring.
Mm.
Did spring start yet? No.
Great.
Don't worry about it. Bad things don't happen to you.
Sure they do. Happen to everybody.
You'll be fine.
Just not to Roger.
Maybe the snowplow people will take care of it for you.
They'll come in and do half of his head.
Yeah.
102.3 WBAB. 808 Double Shot Thursday, two from Queens. Sunny and 65 today. So Brett, our producer, him and his wife got the letter home from school about, you know, a kid at school has lice, so you should be careful. And so now the last day, that's what they're thinking about. And, you know, they got to check their son, and hopefully he doesn't get lice. Good morning, B.A.B. If he does, you have a solution or you know how to handle this? Go ahead.
I just wanted to remind you guys that the kids just got to take a flea bath. That's all Brett's got to do. Just dip her in a flea bath once a week for the whole spring.
Ooh. A literal flea bath?
Just once a week and only for the whole spring.
Come on, Jason. We're going to PetSmart.
Did you ever see the movie Silkwood?
You can do that.
I'm getting a kick out of it because, JT, you're making it sound, you're sounding so ignorant, but you don't remember, you know, fessed up. You had the cramp when you were in your 20s, man. Come on. You know what it's all about.
Listen, knock on wood, I haven't had any funk. I had athlete's foot. That's about the extent of it.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Carolyn on Twitter,
yeah,
at the Roger and JP Twitter, she sent a picture of Lice Shield. Repels head lice. It's kind of like a pre-spray, I guess, before you get it.
$270?
No, it's over the counter. Just a few bucks.
Not bad.
So that's good. Spray his head now when he doesn't have it?
Yeah, get his hair cut real short and spray that stuff in for the next 8 years. He's good to go.
You know what none of us need? You know, with the schedules that we have now, none of us need curveballs.
No. Especially stuff like this.
You know, it's great.
And lice will mess with your head. I mean...
Because then you feel like you're itchy.
If you think it's in your house, you start to itch.
You start to itch.
You wonder, is it in the carpet? Is it in the cat? Is it moved over to our sheets? Have we carried it over? It just drives yourself crazy.
I have my head shaved, and I was looking in his head yesterday, and my head started itching as I was looking at him.
Right. Dude, now's your chance to get rid of the co-op. Just go in there with a flamethrower. And you're like, listen, we had lice in there. I didn't know what else to do, and it just got out of control.
I got rid of the lice and our home.
Yeah.
But we're safe now.
Yeah. The sensible thing to do.
Two birds, one shot. You're out.
8:10, sunny at 65 today. Here's Ted with WBAB. It's time now for the stuff you need to know. Brought to you by Allure Home Improvements. Here's Ted.
A runway at LaGuardia Airport was damaged yesterday, causing big-time delays on flights as crews work to get things back to normal. As of this morning, that runway...
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 8:18, double shot Thursday. There's a first one
and Brett,
from Joan Jett.
Again, I'm not wishing the lice thing on you by any stretch of the imagination.
If
but,
you say so.
But worst case scenario, maybe we can reshoot like a 2016 version of the... Remember the whole thing, the classroom thing, Mr. Bungle? You remember that kid, Mr.
Bungle? That's right, the guy who couldn't do anything right.
Mr. Bungle would pee and then not wash his hands and then go to the cafeteria and get his...
those kind of videos.
And grab his food.
So if his son gets lice, you would make a new modern version of Mr. Bungle featuring his son?
Yeah, don't let your son be a Mr. Bungle with the lice on his head. Shave his head and give him a Silkwood shower.
The class is entertained, but it's not nice that Mr. Bungle has lice.
Only Mr. Bungle would go back to school without letting anybody know that he's got the lice on his head.
We got to play some Mr. Bungle. It's such good stuff. We'll find it. We'll play it. Mr. Bungle is awesome if you've never heard it. Next, is everything wrong? Two, sunny and 65 today. So the whole discussion about the possibility of lice at school and all that stuff. I just think of the Mr. Bungle film strips from when you were in school. I don't know if you remember. I mean, they played them. They were made, like, I think in the 50s.
Yeah, had to
and
be.
And played for decades after that.
Yeah.
So maybe you remember Mr. Bungle. Here he is.
Just before lunch one day, a puppet show was put on at school. It was called Mr. Bungle Goes to Lunch. It was fun to watch. In the puppet show, Mr. Bungle came to the boys' room on his way to lunch. He looked at his hands. His hands were dirty, and his hair was messy. But Mr. Bungle didn't stop to wash his hands.
Yeah, Mr. Bungle.
He went right to lunch.
Yeah, dip it in the food.
Then, instead of getting into line at the lunchroom, Mr. Bungle pushed everyone aside and went right to the front.
You know why? Because Mr. Bungle was a boss.
No one thought that was a fair thing to do.
Yeah. What are the other ones, though? That's like, for whatever reason, that's the only one that sticks out that I remember. But I know there was a ton of them. I know there was a ton. I remember there being the sex one when I was really little.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that one. This one I remember just washing in manners. Like that one, I think that was a big thing.
Yeah.
But a sex one? No way.
I think there was. I want to say I remember there being one. Huh. Where you saw the shot from the Roman candle from the inside kind of thing.
Well, that was a film. It wasn't Mr. Bungle. That's just, no, you're no, talking about film strip
yeah,
at school.
Yeah, film strips. That's yeah. what I mean. That's
I remember
what I mean.
Mostly like science ones. For whatever reason, we always had the heart one sticks out the most. Nice grandfatherly looking guy in a white lab coat, and he would describe how the heart works. And then they would go inside the heart for like, it would be like cartoons. And there were these guys with headsets, and they were getting the signals on the headsets from the guy up above who was the brain.
Okay.
And he would tell them, pump faster. And there were actually physical, muscly guys pumping each ventricle of the heart.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be like, you got, but they have to do it in coordination. And then you know, they get all off, no, you can't, and they do it wrong. And then finally, the guys would get it all right. And that's the way the heart works. And they're sitting there pushing and pumping on the ventricles, and the blood would flow. And that's how we learned everything about parts of the heart and where it could. Crazy. But it sticks in my head. It was like maybe sixth grade.
Dude, you should, if we do a new Mr. Bungle, you got to be the voice guy for it.
Nobody likes a Mr. Bungle.
Exactly.
Just yeah, like that. Like that guy.
Dude, you're smooth, brother. You are smooth. That'd be fun. Yeah. There's got to be more. Ted, you... It's gotta
I think
be.
I was past those. I don't remember many of those.
Did you not have film strips at all, Ted?
Please, I was past those.
We didn't have those.
Film strips.
I never heard that, the Mr. Bungle.
You never heard of Mr. Bungle?
No. Did you have film strips at all?
They weren't allowed to show Mr. Bungle because you were Mr. Bungle.
No, we never had those.
Mr. Bungle felt an itching under his skin on his legs. Mr. Bungle had chiggers growing underneath his skin. Mr. Bungle should have gone to the doctor, but didn't. Mr. Bungle brought the chiggers to the school. Don't be a Mr. Bungle.
If he doesn't clean them up, one day he'll drink wine next to a dumpster.
Mr. Bungle looked at a clean pair of socks on his bed. Then he looked down on the floor and saw the pair of socks that he wore the 3 days.
Much more comfy.
He decided to put the stinky socks back on, thus subjecting the rest of the people in his class to his stank feet.
Don't be a Mr. Bungle. 826, there's Ted.
Long Island Railroad is looking good this morning. We've been in good...
Free 855-50-HOSIO or visit hosio.com.
829, Roger and JP on BAB. Our discussion about Mr. Bungle, if you remember in school, the film strips, and he was like that puppet who did everything wrong. And if you didn't see that, you probably had some sort of film strips in school that talked to you about manners and health.
Yeah, but the Mr. Bungle thing, maybe it started as a puppet show, but it was an actual kid. They would show the kid.
Yeah, the original one was puppet. That's a puppet. No?
The other one was a kid.
That's the upgraded modern version.
He's a dirtbag kid. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What do you got?
Yeah, I remember Primitive Pete in shop class. He would use a screwdriver as a chisel and use all the wrong tools, and they told you, don't be Primitive Pete.
That's awesome.
Wow. Can you imagine what would happen if you walked into a classroom now with like a film projector? Kids would be like, what the hell kind of ancient piece of crap
the
is that?
The AV rack with your TV on top, strapped on.
Or better yet, you came in with the still moist Dittos. And remember sniffing the Ditto paper?
The smell, the blue ink.
You can get high off the ink.
They'd sit there and crank them all out with that big cylinder thing. Yeah. And what? Oh, that smell was fantastic.
You'd walk in, cha-chum, cha-chum, into the main office, cha-chum, 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 cha-chum.
All my tests were purple.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop, I'm getting teary-eyed.
I know. Take care, buddy.
Those are good times. You got Primitive Pete, Brett?
Here, a certain Stone Age craftsman by the name of Primitive Pete stumbled upon a very good idea. He suddenly realized that by fastening a stick to a rock, like this, he could extend the length of his arm, like this, and thereby greatly increase the force of his blow, like this.
Primitive Pete looks like he's from the Flintstones. And he just made a hammer, and he's so happy with himself, his tongue sticking out the side of his mouth. that's great. Roger, JP, 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. It's 8:34, Double Shot Thursday. This is the first one from Zeppelin. Just talking about all those film strips we used to see in school.
Yeah.
Mr. Bungle, Primitive Pete. Somebody also brought up the duck and cover things, which is like when there used to be like air raid sirens or whatever. I mean, they hung around a long time after they were really like used, you know, like when my parents were in school. Mm. But here's a film strip about what happens if there's like some sort of duck and cover drill.
You might be eating your lunch when the flash comes. Duck and cover under the table. Then, if the explosion makes anything in the room fall down, it can't fall on you. Getting ready means we will all have to be able to take care of ourselves. The bomb might explode when there are no grown-ups near. Paul and Patty know this, and they're always ready to take care of themselves. Here they are on their way to school on a beautiful spring day. But no matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then.
Oh, my God.
It's a bomb. Duck and cover. Paul and Patty know what to do.
Can you imagine?
They dove into a brick wall and covered over each other.
You might be sitting there having lunch on a nice sunny day, and then those prick commie bastards might just drop the A-bomb right next to your head.
You never know when an atom bomb's going to go off. Thanks.
Can you imagine if they put the... How could you show that film to my kids? You scare the hell out of them, and my kids are scared now. They think the commies are coming. Jesus Christ.
It was definitely a different time.
You couldn't do that now on a bet. No way.
102.3 WDAB. Double
a
shot
chance.
Thursday. Second one from Zip. Well, 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 8:40, Double Shot Thursday. There's two from Zep. Sunny and 65 today. Going to be really nice. We're talking about film strips that we have seen. Remember when you were in school? Film strips, depending how far back you go. But Mr. Bungle, Primitive Pete, there's so many different ones. Duck and Cover Drills. Easton Jeremy's on the line, of course. You remember, a sex video? Go ahead.
Did you guys talk about the birthing videos? The woman giving birth? How about those?
We never had birthing videos.
I think we did. I think I did.
With the Earth, the health science class. And yeah. At the end was the best part because we used to watch it in backwards, in reverse. And we'd watch everything go back in the woman. If you had to rewind the tape, it was the old projector style. You had to rewind the tape. We used to watch the baby go back in the woman's vagina. It was the best part of the whole video. We would die laughing. We'd be so high in the back. Oh, my God. It was the best. It was the best. We would just be losing it, screaming at the back. Oh, my God. It was the best. I would give anything to see one of those and rewind now.
Yeah. Good story, East End.
Later, buddy.
Later, fellas.
See you Sunday. Of course, the high kids would reverse the film strip.
What would happen if you like wheeled in a film that film thing now? What would happen?
I can't imagine.
Kids would be like, "What the?"
Especially the one.
Oh, dude, my next door neighbor got a record player.
Oh, yeah?
His kids had no idea what to do with the records. Nothing. They had no idea where to put it. They're looking to slide it into something. Oh, dude, it was great. He had me laughing. He had me hysterical.
They wanted to
laughing.
Use the vinyl record like a CD?
Where do you put it? They didn't get it. They just didn't get it.
See, they would get a close and play, but they wouldn't get a real record player.
They didn't get it.
Turntable.
Yeah. I meant to tell you that, man. I was like, he had me hysterical laughing. He was like, John, it was like nothing you never seen before. He goes, I just sat back and laughed the entire time. It was like 5 minutes before I just finally couldn't take it anymore. I had to get up and show him how it worked.
They're probably amazed. How does the sound go from that to that?
And I'll tell you what, dude, you know what was great? He put on Hot Rocks, and we were listening to the Stones.
Wow.
Got to the end of side one, and you heard, fum, 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 fum.
Fantastic.
That was the best.
You haven't heard that enough forever, right?
It was so great.
It's liberating.
It was so great. He got up to go shut it off. I go, no.
Just let it run
for a couple minutes. I haven't heard vinyl in forever. It sounds so good.
8:42, sunny 65 today. Ted's got the roads.
Southern State eastbound. We've got lots of slow traffic here from exit 17 out to exit 28. And on the westbound side, lots of traffic from the Seaford Oyster Bay down into the Meadowbrook exiting.